Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 12th. 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 2, the Lord appeared to Solomon a second time. Confirmation. God seems to have made himself and his will known at specific times in Solomon's life for a reason. The first occurred when Solomon was young and about to begin his reign. This second appearance came after the temple had been built. That phase of Solomon's life was over. Now that he is in middle age and quite secure in his kingdom, at peace even with longtime enemies, and so prosperous that the world was astounded, God met with Solomon again. But this time, God's message was as different as Solomon's circumstances had become since they had last met. In the first appearance at Gibeon, God challenged Solomon to ask for whatever he wanted. He chose wisdom, which pleased God no end. And Solomon's fame spread through around the world. Now, though, God's message to Solomon is essentially, stay true. Why, at this time in his life, did Solomon need to hear that? Because he was in the process of forgetting it. Not too many years hence, the writer would lament that Solomon was led astray like a fish on a hook by the wives he loved. He stayed anything but true. People at the peak of their powers tend to think things will always be this way, that they made their success happen, that faith is for the young and inexperienced. Now that they know what they're doing, why consult with God? Why be constrained by rules designed for the foolish, inexperienced, or lesser mortals? Solomon himself wrote, "Pride goes before a fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction." Proverbs 16, verse 18. Solomon stands as mute testimony to the apostle's admonition, "Take heed, lest ye fall." That's a message for all times and all seasons. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.